Bank of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Amy, hey, it's Robert.
Hello.
Hey, who are you dealing with over there at FinPac on this deal for Olive Branch Charters?
Christine Vaughn.
Christine Vaughn. Okay, so I understand that a cross guarantee doesn't buy us more time in business, better rate, or increase approval amount. But why is it that this guy is limited because he cross guaranteed for his? He should be afforded the same courtesy as every other startup does. $45,000. That's all I'm saying. Now, he did cross-guarantee for his grandfather 2 years ago, so why can't we just say, hey, look, a cross-guarantee should be able to get this guy $45,000, or should we just take off Deontay Oliver from the transaction? Ask her if we take him off, will that increase the fucking approval to a regular $45,000 as a startup? All I want is a startup pricing. $45,000, 35%, I don't give a shit.
Sorry, I need you to slow down because I'm not following everything. Or you can email me just because I have to, like, write all this down and I'm not that, you know, well-versed in what you're telling me right now.
Okay. All we want is all this customer wants is to get $45,000 as a startup.
Okay.
That's all we want. So if we need to take somebody off and do another corporation, that's fine, but it's not fair that this customer co-signed a couple of years ago for his grandfather on that other deal, and now because of that, he can't get the full amount that he needs.
Okay.
Do we need to do? Because he's starting up. He's starting his own business. He co-signed for his grandfather 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're saying it's capped, but that's not fair. If he just co-signed and now he's starting his own business, he should be afforded the same startup as everybody else, $45,000.
Okay, so you're saying that the PG that we have right now, he co-signed for the other business, GNL Charters, 2 years ago, and then because he co-signed, you're considering it as, like, exposure for his startup business?
Yeah, and that's not fair. So what do we need to do to get him the same startup? He just wants to get a bus for $43,000. I'm gonna reply back with an invoice that I just got right now. Hold on 1 second. Let me open this.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I'm learning stuff, you know, on both sides, you know, in FinPac.
The what?
I'm learning stuff from you, and I'm learning stuff from Christine on how, like, FinPac operates. Yesterday,
Christine is awesome.
Okay. Yeah, she's really nice. Yesterday, when I asked you, like, oh, they don't qualify for startup, I talked to Christine about it, and she said that it's actually different requirements. I was thinking that this was, like, going to fall under trucking, but she said, no, you just classify it as, like, transportation services, and it should be fine. So that's what I did. So I worked out with them. Yeah, I thought that this was going to, like, fall under trucking for some reason, but it's not trucking. It's a charter bus and transportation.
Oh, this one? Olive Branch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's why I was confused. So anytime you hear charter or tours, for the most part, it's going to be buses.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, hold on, what? I'm like, when you said that, I was like, I'm fucking confused, and I was out, so I didn't have the directories. I couldn't call you just to clarify.
No,
but
okay.
That's good.
I worked it out with Christine, and I asked her if it would, you know, how to classify this otherwise, and she said, yeah, it's not the same as trucking, and that's where I was confused. That's all.
Yeah, and honestly, use Christine because she's a great, great resource. She's awesome. She knows her shit, and she's really smart, and she wants to help out.
Okay.
And she does not have a problem, even if you call her to ask her. I've always said this, and I've had a lot of lenders tell me this. It's better to call and ask us a question, that way you know what to submit, than to submit and waste people's time.
Yeah, understood.
So,
okay.
I'm going to send you the invoice right now. Here is the invoice for the bus they are looking to purchase. Thanks. Yeah, it's always better to ask a question than to make people work for nothing.
Yeah,
so
okay. I'll give her a call just because I know it's like... It's something that's easier to discuss over the phone than to email her
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. Okay. So, and then I just sent you the invoice so you could send that to her. This is the dollar amount we need. He needs $43,000, and that's mm-hmm. it. So, okay. And the co-signer is super strong. Like, try to start her on it and see what she says or what do we need to do. Like, we have a co-signer, we have that, and we could get JNL to cross guarantee. Like, those are tons of things. They've been paying for 2 years on time, okay. like clockwork. So they don't have that much risk on this one.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I'll talk to her and I'll get back to you.
Awesome. Thank you very much for everything.
All right, no problem. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.